Ever think about mountains being shaped by something way more powerful than just, tectonic plates pushing together over millions of years?
It's definitely a perspective shift to think about it.
Like a cosmic lightning storm sculpting entire mountain ranges. That's kind of what we're diving into today. Andrew Hall's work on electrical mountain formation.
And how that might tie into something as wild as the Noetherian universe theory. Definitely some mind-bending connections to explore there.
Exactly. So, starting with Hall, how does his view of Earth's formation differ from the traditional geological perspective? Give us the rundown.
Well, it's not that he throws out the traditional stuff completely. He's saying those slow geological processes were happening, but on top of that, you had these massively powerful electromagnetic forces and plasma events, especially in those really early volatile stages of Earth's formation.
So not just slow and steady, but also these intense bursts of energy shaping things.
Exactly. And a key part of his theory is that Earth's own electromagnetic field wasn't just some passive shield, you know? It was an active force, almost like a sculptor's hand, guiding and molding all that molten rock with these invisible forces.
So instead of just continents bumping into each other, we're talking about electrical currents impacting the ground beneath us.
Exactly. That's where the whole electric circuitry analogy comes in. The way electricity creates a magnetic field, Hall believes immense currents in the early Earth would have created this incredibly strong electromagnetic field.
And that field then directly influenced mountain formation.
That's what he's proposing.
Okay, so powerful stuff happening inside the Earth, but then Hall brings in an external factor too, right? Something about a massive solar storm.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets even wilder. He's talking about a coronal mass ejection, or CME, from the sun. Basically, a colossal energy burst releasing trillions of tons of charged particles into space at crazy speeds.
And this thing slams into a young Earth that's already buzzing with its own electromagnetic energy.
Exactly. Think about it, the Earth's electromagnetic field getting amplified to unimaginable levels by this solar tsunami. It's not just destruction, though. It's about how that energy surge could have literally reshaped the entire planet.
Like the Earth got caught in a cosmic electrical storm with electromagnetic forces pushing and pulling at the surface. But is there any actual evidence for this, or is it all just theory?
Well, Hall points to some specific geological features that he says are like fingerprints of these events. Like certain mountain ranges have these repeating peaks and valleys that are hard to explain with just tectonic plates.
So he thinks those mountains are echoes of the Earth's electrifying past. Pretty incredible. So we've got these massive electrical forces, a huge solar storm. But how does that actually form a mountain? How do we get from energy to, like, solid rock?
Okay, so picture this, right? The CME hits the Earth, supercharges the electromagnetic field,
Yeah.
and that creates these powerful winds of plasma,
Plasma winds, okay.
superheated, electrically charged, sweeping across the planet's surface.
So not exactly a gentle breeze we're talking about here.
Yeah.
What would those winds have done?
Carved away at the surface, lifted and moved massive amounts of molten rock, like a cosmic sculpture, using these winds to just shape the Earth.
And they weren't just random winds either, right? Didn't you mention a mountain, Mount Origami?
Yeah, in Orfizistok. It's in the Bernese Alps. But Mount Origami really fits,
Yeah.
honestly. The folds, the layers of rock, so intricate. It's like someone took a sheet of rock and folded it like origami. Hard to explain with just the tectonic plate theory.
But the plasma wins.
The swirling, the force, it's a much better fit. It's like a whole different way of looking at how these complex geological formations came to be.
It's wild to think about. Electrical currents inside the Earth, a solar storm from the sun, these plasma winds, all these things coming together to form the planet.
And I think that's what's so important. Earth wasn't just shaped by those slow processes. It was these sudden, powerful events that really made it what it is today.
It makes you appreciate the power of nature, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And speaking of immense power, that's actually a good segue into the Noetherian universe theory.
From plasma winds to a whole new theory about the universe. That's quite the leap.
It is a bit of a jump, but that's what makes this stuff so interesting.
Right. Okay, I'll bite. What's the Noetherian universe theory all about? And how does it connect to what we've been talking about?
Well, in a nutshell, it's a whole different way of looking at the universe. Instead of just expanding, it's more like a precipitation of chaos.
Precipitation of chaos.
Yeah, through the evaporation of control, essentially. It's all about energy and information interacting in ways we're just beginning to understand.
Okay, that sounds very abstract. Is there a central idea, something we can grab onto?
There is. It's called the Noël equation, and it attempts to describe the entire universe in a single mathematical expression.
The entire universe in one equation. Ambitious. So what does it look like? What does it tell us?
Oh, it's complicated, but it basically brings together all these different concepts, like the logic of Lynch, the energy of Einstein, Newton's force, even the wisdom of Socrates.
To describe
a moment in time as infinite. It's about how all these seemingly separate things could be connected on a much larger scale.
So we're zooming out.
Yeah.
From Earth to the entire universe.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this theory explain how anything comes into being in the first place?
That's where the Noëlian axiom comes in.
Okay.
So it suggests that particle energy comes from inner space, represented by the negative speed of light, the fast, right? And then wave energy collapses from outer space. Positive speed of light, the future.
And where they meet.
Infinite now. That point of singularity.
It's just this like cosmic dance between these energies, and that's where creation happens.
Well, exactly. And that's what's so fascinating here. The Noëlian universe theory is talking about these forces on a huge scale, shaping the entire universe. But then Hall's theory suggests that those same kinds of interactions, just on a smaller level, could have shaped the Earth too.
So we shouldn't think of mountains as just these, you know, static things, but almost like snapshots of this massive energy playing out over millions of years.
Exactly. We tend to think about the Big Bang, the expanding universe, all that, as separate from our everyday lives. But what if it's not that separate? What if those same forces shaped everything? The mountains, the planet, everything.
Makes you wonder what other secrets are hidden in plain sight.
That's the beauty of it. You start to make these connections. You see patterns you never would have seen before.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into electric mountains and the Noëlian universe, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from this?
Curiosity, I hope, a sense of wonder about the world. Because even something as familiar as a mountain can hold these incredible secrets about how the universe works.
And maybe, just like those mountains were shaped by forces we're still trying to understand, there's so much more out there for us to discover. Thanks for joining us on this electrifying deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up, keep asking questions, and never stop exploring.